All right. Something new started this week, you guys. Monday was the first day of something new. Spring, that's right. Did you guys know that Monday was the first day of spring? Did your teachers talk about that at school? Yeah? Yeah. Spring is a really fun time for a lot of reasons. It means summer is almost here and we can do fun things outside. And one of the things that's great about spring is it's a time when a lot of people start thinking about growing plants. Do any of you guys have plants that you grow at your houses?
Yeah. Some?
You have flowers that are growing at your house? That's great. You have an apple tree? Nice. There's flowers in your backyard, yeah. Spring is a time to plant plants, and some people plant like fruits and vegetables. Do you guys like vegetables? Yeah, what are your favorite vegetables?
I like fruits and
vegetables. Yeah?
I like cucumbers.
Cucumbers? What other vegetables do you guys like?
I like cucumbers.
You like cucumbers too, Juliet?
I like strawberries.
Strawberries, yeah. Yeah, I love strawberries too. Arthur, what do you like, Arthur? Broccoli? Broccoli's delicious. Yeah? Strawberries, yeah. My family really, yeah. What kind of? Carrots are delicious. So sweet. Roast them, they're so good. So my family really loves strawberries, so I was thinking this year it'd be really great to grow some strawberries at our house. Grow strawberries, yeah, at my house. I thought that would be really cool. So you know what I did? I was so excited about this idea of growing strawberries as I went to the garden store and I bought some plants that I hope with some care will grow some good fruit this year. So I went to the store and I saw if I could find some plants. Yeah, there's a plant store where you can get plants that you can grow. So they had strawberry seeds, right? So I got these to grow. A nursery, yeah. And then I bought some other plants too that I thought I would try to grow this year. So I'm really excited. I'm really excited that if I let this grow, it might grow some good fruit, right? So, and I want to watch it really carefully to see when it starts to grow good fruit and make sure that it's doing okay. So I was thinking about what would be the best way for me to grow this plant and to keep an eye on it. And I was thinking that, you know, I go and I sleep in my bed every day. And so because I'm there every day, I was thinking what I would do is I would take this and I would just put it on the table next to my bed in my bedroom. And that way in the morning, I could look at it and see how it's doing. And then at night before I go to bed, I could check it out and see how it's doing too. What do you guys think? Is that a good,
yeah,
good idea?
Yeah.
Some of you think that's a good idea. Some of you not so sure. Why don't you think it's a good idea? What? You know why it's not a good idea? Why?
It's a good idea.
You think it is a good idea? What do you think?
It's a super duper good idea.
Yeah? What about you guys out there? You think that's a good idea?
No.
No?
Yes.
Why not? Why is it, Juliet, why is that a good idea? It can't get any sun. Yeah, it's missing a few things probably that plants need to grow, right? Like, just like this with its roots all out like that. Is that what a plant needs to grow? What does a plant need to grow?
Soil.
Soil, yeah, dirt, right? Well, you know what? It's a good thing. I do have some soil here, so what we'll do is we'll put this lid here, all right? So they're saying we need soil. Maxwell's saying we need soil, so we'll just get a scoop of soil here. Right. Boom, there we go. Now it's gonna do great. What do you think?
Good.
Yeah, great. They love it. It's perfect. Is that everything a plant needs? Sun, water. What about like just sitting on the soil like that? Is that the best thing? No? What? I need water, yeah. And sunlight. And sunlight. What else does this plant need? Can it just sit on the dirt like that? What do you think?
It needs nutrients.
nutrients, yes. How about like a pot or a container to grow in? What do you think?
Yeah?
Yeah? All right, here, I brought a pot with. So we can actually put that soil into this pot and put some more soil in there too. Couple more scoops. There we go. And then we can make a little hole in the middle, put the roots down in the soil. I think that's gonna make this plant much happier and it'll grow a little bit better. So what are the other things you're saying that plants need to grow? Sunlight? So I can't put this in my bedroom? Where should I put it? Outside.
You can put it somewhere by the
Grandma, I
have
soft belly flops.
Yeah. All right, so near a window, that'd be good. Or outside. You were saying there was something else the plant needs.
Water.
Water, yeah. Good thing, I brought some water with. Does anyone want to help me give it some water? Yeah. Maxwell, why don't you? You were sitting nice with your hand up. Here, we're gonna let Maxwell come over and do it. Just come stand right over here, Max. Or where you are, it's good. All right, let's see. Get some water in there. Yeah. Well, you know, I have some fertilizer here too. Do you guys want to give the plant some fertilizer?
Yeah. I want to.
Okay. You give it a little squirt of fertilizer. Here, I'll hold it down here for you. There we go. That's good. You want to give it a squirt too? Good. Good. You want to try too, Julia? And give it a little spray? Yep, there you go. Yeah, that's seaweed fertilizer. Good. You guys are good gardeners. Good, good, thank you. Charlotte, you want to try?
You want to try too, Elsa?
I want to try too.
Okay, here you go, Molly. Good, thank you, Allison. This plant is going to be so happy with all this fertilizer. Good. Stable. Here you go. And get a spray. You pull up this part right here. Good. Good. Thank you. Hi. Good. So try. Get a spray here. There it goes. All right, you want to give it a shot too? Nice, that's good, thank you, thank you. Yep, seasoning Pastor Jeff a little bit. Oh, Maxwell. All right, good. You do it. Yeah, good job. You gonna try, Arthur? Awesome, thank you. All right, you guys can sit back down. Well, that's great. So this plant now, I think, is in good shape, has everything that it really needs to grow. And if we keep giving it sunlight, and fertilizer and water, eventually this plant might grow some good fruit, right? Which is great. And you know what? That makes me think about something that we read about in the Bible. Did you guys know that in the Bible, in some places in the Bible, God is described like a gardener? Did you know that?
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah, God is described like a gardener. Just like Pastor Jeff is excited about growing good fruit, growing plants that bear good fruit, in the Bible, God wants to grow good fruit in us. God is talked about like a gardener who wants to grow good fruit in us. Just like Pastor Jeff has an idea of growing a garden that has plants that grow and produce good fruit, in the Bible, there are passages that talk about how we, each one of you guys, are like a garden. Your heart is like a garden. And God wants to work in your heart to bring about good fruit, right? So there's a passage in the Bible where one of God's servants, Peter, or Paul, talks about that fruit. He calls it the fruit of God's Spirit. That God's Spirit comes and works on our heart like a gardener working in the garden. And the fruit that gardener grows is called the fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Isn't that amazing? The idea is that God comes and works in our hearts, and with God's help, we can grow these good things in our lives that make us more loving, that make us more kind, that helps us to share with others and care for people, and helps to make our lives good and wonderful lives. And you guys know that just like this plant needs certain things, it needs a pot, and it needs dirt, and it needs water, and it needs fertilizer, there are things, just like you guys were all big helpers and helped me to give this plant everything it needed, God wants us to help God grow things in our hearts. Our kindergarten here are called gardeners. Are there any gardeners here this morning? There's a gardener, a couple gardeners back there. I think that's great, right? Because in the Bible, God tells us that we can work with God to help grow those good things in our hearts. God is like a gardener. Your heart is like the garden. And you can work together with God to grow those good things in your lives. What are some of the things, do you guys think, that we could do to help God grow good fruit in our hearts? Well, what are some of the things we could do to become more kind or to become more loving? Yeah, Juliet.
Do good things.
We could do good things for others. That's good. We could help people. You don't know? Yeah. Well, you know what? Some of my friends here at church, they know some ways to help God grow good things in our lives. Just like this plant every day needs sunshine and water, things that we can do every day to help God grow good things in our lives are things like what? What are some of the things we can do?
Pray.
Pray! Yeah. Do you guys pray at school sometimes? Do your teachers teach you some prayers? Prayer is a way to talk to God, to touch base with God, and when we talk to God, God can help grow good things in our lives. What are some other things, my friends, that we can do to help grow? Read the Bible. Yeah. If we read, do you guys hear Bible stories at school?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know that some of my friends here at church, they read the Bible every day? Not the whole thing, but they read passages from the Bible every day because they want to help God be a gardener to their hearts, to help them grow and become more loving and more kind and more patient and learn about self-control. So there are these things that we can do to be good gardeners, not only to grow things like strawberries in our gardens at home, but there are things that we all can do to help God grow those good things in our hearts. And I hope that you guys will remember that. So as you see flowers growing in your gardens, as you see your apple trees start to make apples, as you see strawberries come on plants or maybe show up in the grocery stores, you guys can remember, oh yeah, God is like a gardener, and God is growing good things in my life, and there are things that I can do to help God grow those good things. And I brought something for you guys to take home today. I have a couple of daughters, and they really like to put things on their backpacks. Do you guys like to put things on your backpacks?
Yeah.
I brought you guys little strawberries that you can put on your backpacks, okay? So I have one for each of you. And after you get done singing your songs, as you go back to your parents, come by Pastor Jeff, and I'll make sure you each get one of these before you go back to your parents, okay? All right, we're going to hear a couple more of your songs, okay? All right, you guys can stand back up to sing your next two songs. Actually, oops, I forgot. We're going to say a prayer all together. So why don't you guys fold your hands, and everyone in the congregation can fold their hands too, and you can repeat after Pastor Jeff. So we'll pray saying, Dear God,
Dear God,
we thank you for spring,
thank you for spring,
and for gardens,
and for strawberries,
and for all kinds of good fruit. Dear God, help our hearts. Help our hearts to grow good fruit. The fruits of the Spirit. Help us to grow love and joy and peace. Help us to be more patient. Help us to be kind. Help us to be good. Help us with self-control. Thank you for your love.
Thank you for your love.
Amen.
Amen.
All right.